Cosmos. Just sitting here thinking, how about this? Because we were talking today, me and my friend there, Pranav, how this is, you know, that we call atoms and all that. It's an energy, right? And that energy behaves in that way, that turn into or behave the way that we call atoms. But it's a dynamics and an energy, and it has to do something there with duality, plus minus forces that repel or attract each other. That's basically what atoms are. And so it's an energy that has this kind of plus minus nature to it. Now, that when we think about such energy, then we generally think about electricity, right? Plus minus. So, and of course, I think you can see it this way, that what we call electricity is just one manifestation of that plus minus feature of this energy. And it's also there in what we call atom. And we're talking about what is actually going on there in that energy. It's something existing, a space, whatever, an energy that is being, well, it contains an information structure that is then the one that we pick up with our senses. And it's, again, electric, electromagnetic. That word we use there, electric. It has something to do with vibrations, oscillations, which again, we're talking yin-yang, you know, that plus, minus, north, south, south, that kind of polarity there. And what I'm wondering when I'm sitting here thinking at this, it's a theory of mine that this energy there, there's actually, we could probably call it prana, the cosmic prana. Although we generally tend to think of pranas in the body, in our body, but I understand it that it's also in the cosmic body. In other words, that energy which runs and drives and pushes in different directions. Just as here in my body, when I'm waving my hand and arm when I speak, this is all electricity pushing my muscles. And what makes them push the muscles just right so that my arm doesn't just fly off in all kinds of weird directions, but gracefully, as humans can do. What is it? What is that control? Well, again, the force that does it is in the form of electricity, but that is controlled by the mind. And the subtle body which is that pranic body. So again, you got the Anamaya Sharira and the Pranamaya Sharira, that's the pranic body. It's a body with the same form as this physical body that I see. They're just different levels or manifestations of that form. And I think we can say, and that's what we're establishing here, that the gross follows from the subtle rather than the opposite. So wham, here is a physical form, and it contains that pranic form, which in turn contains the mental form, the manasarira. Oh, no, I forgot. No, this. Oh, gosh, forgot the words. Which in turn contains the causal form. You know, you've got this Vijnanamaya, that level up there, which is where the desires from us, appear. And then creating mental forms or directing, altering, manipulating that mental form. Oh, I want this instead. Okay, how would that be? How should it look? What do I need? Intelligence is directing there, creating pictures in the mind, blueprints, all kinds of things like that. Imaging, imagining, dreaming up that which you want to see come true. So we see there that the form also of the subtle body, the mental body, from that form, the form of the pranic body is created and is just like another layer of it, another dimension, what to say. And then that creates a form of the physical body. I think we can see it that way. And then that is energy. Well, we speak Brahman, of course, but more practically expressed, that the energy that drives nature here, even down into the atoms, that plus and minus and all that going on down there, vibrations or whatever, is a manifestation of prana. Prana is that plus minus energy, that vibration that makes up this light field containing this holographic image that we see around us, for instance, that we then call the universe, the visible universe. And I think I'm pretty much in line also here with quantum physics and so on, quantum theory, at least decently compatible.
Hmm.